from the Morongo Casino Studios.
It's Frosty, Heidi, and Frank
on 95.5 KLOS
and KLOS HD1.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank show. Got how many days to Christmas now?
Yeah, this is the fifth.
20.
So 19 till Christmas Eve.
Days until Christmas.
19 Christmas. Do you guys open your gifts on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day?
Maybe one. Because we always pester our parents and I'm like, okay, one on Christmas Eve, but not that one.
Yeah.
It was always the worst one.
You're always right. Because Christmas Eve is when Santa comes down the chimney and puts them there. So you got to wait till Christmas Day to open everything, right? Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, any of you throwing a holiday party of your own? Hey, friends, neighbors, family, loved ones.
Is this a way to get you to tell us we're having parties and that we haven't invited you?
I noticed all those nervous looks everyone shot each other. Like, do we let him in on it? That was kind of weird and awkward. Obviously you are. I wouldn't have to ask.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming you are.
We are. It's going to be the bash of the year.
Again, no denials. here's some rude things you maybe you don't know you're doing when you attend other people's holiday parties. In my old days when I used to have real friends and was invited to parties, I realized now I used to do all these things.
Well, maybe that's why you're not invited anymore.
Yeah.
You're like, I just can't with that guy. I can't anymore.
You're a horrible party goer.
I just don't know why I don't get any invitations. So if you're doing or not doing / either one of these, any of these things, stop it or do it because you'd be like me and suddenly no one wants you around.
Can I guess one?
Yes, please guess away.
Well, these are things you do that's rude at a holiday party.
Yeah, either you're doing or not doing it. Essentially, doing at holiday parties that's rude and you don't realize how rude you are.
Leaving them an upper decker.
Oh, that's pretty bad, yeah.
Oh, for God's sake. Is that what I think it is?
It's where you poop in the tank?
That's the toilet? Yeah, that's what it is. That's not on the list.
Upper decker the halls with bowels of holly.
Leaving your Yule log. Yeah.
Don't do that at the holiday party. That's not on there? Top 10?
Maybe just
upper
casual.
Decker's not top 10?
Maybe casual coins, just but not your close friends. You've actually done that?
No, I never have.
Okay, right.
It's just because he finds it hard to get positioned properly. Like, where is my squatty body? I need to do this.
If you get an RSVP, you're supposed to reply. I never do that.
Well, you just show up?
We need to know because if we're making food or if it's a sit-down thing, then I need to know
You're supposed to.
We got to know what size honey-baked ham to get.
Yeah. Is Frosty coming? Well, I'll get two.
Well,
just in case.
If I say, hey, having a big party, everyone's going to be there. It's going to be great. We got, we got a kegger in the yard. We got a pig in the ground. And all my other friends are coming over tonight. RSVP. Well, the RSVP has sort of blow off because the party's going on anyway.
Yeah, that one you don't have to. When it's something casual like that where it's like, oh, we're going to have it's a backyard thing, kegger, pig in the ground.
But if it's sit down dinner.
Then you need to let somebody know.
Oh, I don't get invites like that. I'm not fancy like you.
We're doing plates and,
Yeah. Don't arrive early. Anyone ever do that? You show up, says, be there at 8 and you show up at like 6:30 or 7.
No, but I know. You're like, I'll be down in a sec. I'm just blow drying my hair. Grab a cocktail.
They need me to cut anything? Cut some carrots for you. Carrot sticks.
Oh, just get out of the way. Go watch television.
Oh, that's the worst. Yeah. If you get there early because you were fighting Trey, you didn't want to, be late.
This is LA. No one gets there early. They don't get there on time.
Then pull up the street and wait for a little bit.
Also, the other end of it is in the night, if you leave without saying goodbye, apparently that's a
guilty.
Big problem.
That's Heidi. That's Heidi every day of the year.
That's me. That's my dad. I get it from my dad, the old, I guess, the Irish goodbye, which is you just leave.
Oh, you just pass out drunk because the Irish goodbye.
Okay.
You don't remember leaving.
Yeah, you don't have no recollection.
But I do that. I do that still. Because I don't want it to, I don't know.
Why?
Just
pick this apart. Why wouldn't you want to say goodbye?
Heidi does
like
it so much that our audience knows it, and they sell squares of when Heidi's going to sneak out of the party.
Yeah.
And I think it was our Morongo event. You were done by 6:20.
I did.
And no one even had that early. They're like, everybody lost.
I was trying
they
to
went
mess
to the
with
house.
Everybody.
Morongo won that night.
Because they're going, I got 7:10. I got 7:22. I got 7. I was like, well, I'll show all you MFers.
You didn't know anything about it.
No,
I just told you.
I didn't know. Yes, they tell me.
And you still leave?
I too, because I didn't want any of those bastards.
We notice how rude you are. It's all passive aggressive. They're saying, please stay. We came up here and bought a room. Could you hang with us a little bit? And I'll show them. I'll leave earlier.
I was just getting started, Heidi.
No, but I do that. I do that in my life with my friends, too, because then otherwise it becomes like we're taking off. No, come on. You're not taking off. Come on. One more. And I'm like, okay, I don't want a 45-minute goodbye, so I'm just going to go. Otherwise it's, no, you're not. You guys, come on. Stay. We're going to do the thing.
Why are you still getting invited places?
Occasionally.
Knowing that you're going to leave at 6 o'clock?
Listen, I bring good booze. I'm a laugh riot for 45 minutes and then I leave.
Maybe they're glad when she leaves after 45 minutes. Yeah. Like, we had enough of her.
Yeah. How about you do that here? Be a laugh riot for 45 minutes and get the
Break
F out.
Booze.
Yeah, and then get the F out of here.
So you should have left 25 minutes ago. What are you still doing?
Wait, I haven't been a laugh riot yet. You got to wait for the laugh riot.
You got a hell of a 6 o'clock hour. Now get the hell out of here.
I thought Black Santa was a laugh riot, but I could be wrong. Frank, I remember leaving once at the party you invited me to, which I think was the last party you invited me to, and it was at least
eight
years ago, whatever, a long time ago.
Yeah, here I am, out in the garage, and I think I'm getting ice or something, or putting more beer into the fridge in the garage.
Yeah,
Frosty walks up, garage door's open, and I'm like, hey, man, thanks for coming. It's my daughter's birthday, one of her first birthdays when I, you know, about 6 years old, I'd met her.
I remember that
and,
one,
I'm like, yeah, everybody's in the backyard, just walk through the door here. So you walk through the door, walk through the kitchen, walk through the living room, back door. And so Frosty walks in, I'll see you in there. And I get done loading the fridge. I walk out back, oh, where's Frosty? What? Frosty was here. Frosty turned around, walked down the side of the house, and went back to his car and left.
I mean,
you were there for what?
Three minutes? 3 minutes max.
Why?
You taught me.
I didn't
see
anybody I liked.
Yeah, Heidi was there.
I didn't stay at that one. You had animals, so I'm bound to hang out with
I had a live beaver there. Of course, Heidi's going to stay.
I stayed for I think I finished the party. I was like, I'm not leaving until the animals are gone.
I admired the petting zoo you had out back. That was nice. I knew
Except the porcupine. That was kind of
for 6-year-olds.
Porcupine petting zoo. I'm such an ass.
In my defense for this hasty exit, stage left before you could talk me into staying longer, which would have been misery for me, everyone there had kids. It was a parents and kids party. And I'm the single guy with no kids. And so...
It was a child's birthday party, of
course. I know, but I didn't expect everyone to be talking about... You know, I'd saunter up to the crowd of people. And I'd hear the conversation. So, where are your kids going to school? Oh, ours are going to the charter school. Really? Have you checked this school? Oh, where do you buy your Pampers? Oh, we go to Babies R Us. Really? What kind of formula do you use for your baby? Snuck away.
Yeah.
Did you even stop?
No, I never,
never
even
cocktail,
changed my
you?
Gait.
No.
Hey, Frank. And I did sneak away the other side because I knew if I snuck out the same door, you'd see me and convince me to stay, and I really want to get the hell out of there.
He did. Gone.
So it's rude if you don't say goodbye, and it's rude if you show up early.
Yeah.
It's also rude if you bring up things people shouldn't be talking about at parties, like political talk.
Oh, just don't.
See, at this holiday season, it's going to be so tempting. So, what do you think about President-elect Trump? No, don't go there. Don't bring that up.
No good's going to come
of that.
And if
someone does, don't answer.
But here, China is upset that Donald Trump spoke to the president of Taiwan.
I know, it's a faux pas.
And then tweeted about it. It's like, why is Twitter?
Yeah, Trump says if China doesn't behave, he's going to build a wall around the Great Wall of China and make them pay for it.
What a buffoon.
By the way, since you brought it up, technically, he got the call from the woman president of Taiwan. He didn't call her. So it would have been rude for him not to take the call. So I'm on his side on this.
Yeah, but you can take the call, but
did
you
he pop any Tic Tacs before he talked to her?
So beautiful. Should look her up and see what she looks like.
Also, rude things at holiday parties. You may be doing this. Don't check your phone all night. In fact, I say leave in the car. If you can't stand to be without your phone for a couple hours and hanging with your friends and not your friends anyway. So don't look at your phone. Don't double dip the food. Oh. And for God's sakes, don't pack a doggy bag and take food with you to take home for your dog.
Or even yourself. You're like, can you make me a container of that? Oh my God.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes if it's Thanksgiving, it's like, will you take this pie? And it's like, no, please, we take it. Okay, fine.
We'll or else you're just going to eat it.
Right. So they're like, come on, please, I insist, take this with you.
So if it's towards the end of the night and people are straggling out and there's all kinds of food left, can't you just go ahead and stick a few things in it?
Why can't you be on your phone? You're going to be on your phone. You're going to post pictures of the party. If I'm at your party and we're having a good time, let's all get together and post a picture on Instagram. Why not?
Well, I guess, but don't be checking it all night. Don't be so attached to your phone, you're not attached to human beings who are there.
I got in trouble for doing that the other night. Now, I'm thinking, I've been with my woman for 13 years almost.
Mm.
So, it's not the same etiquette as going out on a date and then someone pulling out their phone and being rude. And it's like, we're just now starting to get to know each other. It's like, I've known you for 13 years. If I pull out my phone, I pull out my phone.
Mm.
And the reason I did is because she got a drink from the bar. And it came to us, and it looked ridiculous. It looked like an aquarium. I said, did she order a drink or an aquarium? Because it was like filled with way too much garnish.
Oh, God.
And I mean, almost had like a half a cucumber that was sliced in it. I didn't even know what she got.
A treasure chest at the bottom with bubbles coming out.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, I got to get a picture of this and post this because it's just hilarious. And the girl next to us, the couple next to us, she had an entire like topsy-turvy tomato plant growing into her drink. And I'm like, what is going on with this bartender?
These mixologists are out of control. Right?
So I was taking pictures of the drinks and posting them. She's like all pissed off at me because I wasn't paying attention to her. I'm like...
What?
It's been 13 years.
Well,
look at this drink.
If you have a date night, it should be. That's how you keep it hot. You got to pretend like it was your first date.
We were
date.
Having some laughs.
All right.
And you were paying attention to her, sort of. There are stupid drinks that she's drinking and ordering. Yeah, this ain't going to last. enjoy this Christmas season break.
Anything else on the rude list?
A couple more. Don't roam the house. Oh, yeah. I can't help doing that. I can't help it. How about this? If you have stuff you don't want me to see, put it away. I'm not going to be opening drawers, maybe medicine cabinet, but I'm not going to be... But if it's out...
Don't go into any bedrooms unless it's the coat bedroom.
Yeah, close the doors.
But then you find that out ahead of time because you're like, hey, where do you want us to put our coats and purses and stuff? Oh, just right there on the bed. Okay, then I usually
take people's coats and go put them on the bed. I don't let them put their coats on the bed. I take their coats and purses, and I go back and I put them on the bed.
Then they got to find you to get it back. That's kind of weird. I want to know where my coat is.
Then you got to go through.
That way you can't ghost me like Heidi. She's like, where's my coat? I'm like, why, are you leaving?
Yes, I am. I'll leave without my coat.
I'm not telling you where your coat is. And then she leaves without her coat, and I got a brand new coat on eBay.
You're adding an extra step.
Camel hair.
Oh.
I'm such a camel hair coat girl.
Get me. We must find the coatman.
I'll be like, I'll
leave.
You're
more of a camel toe coat girl. She's the only woman who can wear a coat and have camel toe. Oh, my God. Lisa, what's going on in traffic right now?
On the 5 freeway northbound.